Luke chapter 9, verses. We'll read verses 57 through 62. And the Bible says, "And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another said, Also, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looketh back is fit for the kingdom of God. And we'll pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for this opportunity. I pray that you would use me today. I pray that you would take something that's said and done and be a help to somebody. I pray that you empty me of myself and fill me with your spirit and help me to help someone today. In Jesus' name, amen. So, like you said, this is the last service before the new year. So everybody getting their new year's resolutions ready that they're not going to keep. They're going to be finished with by February. So I just thought about just me personally, myself, how every year you write new year's resolutions. And most of the time we don't keep most of them, and just thinking about reasons why we don't keep those, why we have a problem. And I think the biggest reason is our decision making. We have goals and we have aspirations, and I'm really not tonight talking about going to the gym and losing weight, because I can care less about that. Or James mentioned to me today that I'm starting to get a pudge and all that. But I won't be going to the gym. That's not none of my New Year's resolutions. But I'm talking about more so spiritually and our development and growth and walk with the Lord, the ambitions and the goals that we have as far as in Christ. How we can set goals and make them. I think the biggest reason why we not able to accomplish them is because we set goals, but we don't change the way we think about certain things. We don't change the our decision making and the way we make decisions. And I think this passage of scripture gives us three examples as to you got three different people that all say they want to follow Christ. They all say they want to go out to him, and that's what we want to do in the new year. We got goals. We want to read more, pray more, go out soul winning, all these different things that we want to do, ways we want to grow. And just like these guys that come say, Lord, I'm going to follow wherever you're going to go, I want to follow you. Yeah. So, and that's what we're doing in this new year. We're going to say, oh, God, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to get closer to you. So, and I just want to take this and let's see where we can find ourselves in it. I like to say decisions, the only difference between me and Bill Gates is the decisions that he decided to make and the decisions that I didn't make. Or the only difference between you and whoever it is that maybe you might look up to, you might aspire to be like, or any goals that you have, is the decisions that you make. And that's something my daddy taught me from a young guy. So let's jump right in real fast and let's see what it says. It says the first one in verse 57, Luke chapter 9, it says, "And it came to pass," "And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." So this guy comes and he says, Jesus, he said, "I want to follow you wherever you want to go." And I like to think about maybe he was one of those guys. Jesus probably saw all the crowds, and he probably said, "Man, that looked pretty cool. I want to follow Jesus. I want to be with Jesus. Jesus is probably pretty cool." And he said, and we know that Jesus knows our heart. He knows our thoughts. And I always find it important to listen when Jesus speaks and his answer that he gives, that foxes have holes, birds have nests, but I don't even know where I'm going to sleep from night to night. I don't know where I'm going to eat. And I see him answering this guy in a way that probably turned this guy around. It probably made this guy think about, man, I don't want to follow Jesus. I don't want to sleep outside. I don't want to be homeless. So, but in this first person, I see that if we want to follow Jesus, if we want to get to the end of 2015, if we want to accomplish some goals that we got, I see that that we're going to have to make some hard decisions. We're going to have to make some decisions that aren't comfortable. It wouldn't be comfortable to go, instead of going home tonight, to go out and sleep on the park bench and sleep there. That wouldn't be comfortable. But Jesus is telling him, if you want to follow me, you're going to have to make a choice. You're going to have to sacrifice. You're going to have to make a decision, and you might not be comfortable. And some of us have goals, and we have aspirations. We want to grow, walk closer with the Lord. We want to grow in the Lord, and it's not always going to be comfortable. We're going to have to make decisions. We're going to have to turn down some friends. We're going to have to turn down some opportunities to go out and maybe hang out, or we're going to have to maybe be odd. We're going to have to be different. I know my family, a lot of times they think I'm different. They like, oh, you really Christian? You know, they say, oh, you really don't listen to that? No, I don't. So in this first example, I see that if we wanna follow Christ, we wanna reach some of these goals or ambitions that we have for 2015, that we're gonna have to make some tough decisions, and we're gonna have to make some decisions that might be uncomfortable. But a lot of times that's what we do. We make it, oh, I'm gonna go to the gym and I'm gonna lose this amount of weight, and then once we get to the gym and we feel the burn, and then we like, no, I'm not going to do that. So we don't want to make the tough decision, and we make the wise decision to stop and just be comfortable in the way we are. So the first thing I see, the first example here, is that if we want to reach those goals and we want to grow spiritually, or really anything you want to do in life, you're going to have to make some tough decisions, some hard decisions that's going to be uncomfortable, because nobody in their flesh wants to walk with God. Nobody in their flesh wants to pray or read their Bible or grow or do the things that we should do to be Christ-like. So that's the first one. If we want to reach these goals, we want to make sure that we train ourselves, and that we know beforehand that we're going to have to make some tough decisions. And when those decisions come, it's easier to decide to make them before they come than to get there and then say, you know what, I'm just going to turn around right here. So let's go to the second one. The second one, verse 59, it says, and he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. So now this guy is different. This guy is a guy that he probably gathered around when Jesus started talking, and then Jesus pointed him out. He said, you, I want you to come follow me. And that guy probably like, well, I just wanted to come and listen. I wanted to see somebody. I thought I was going to get some fish fry. I thought it was going to be fish fry. I thought I was going to eat. So he points this guy out. This guy probably tried to duck and hide. And then this guy, Jesus told him to follow him. And then Jesus said, no, I'm sorry. What was that? 59. Oh, yeah. Jesus points him out. And then he says, you know what? Jesus, I'm going to follow you, but let me go, I'm going to go bury my dad first. Let me go bury my dad first, and then I'll follow you. I'll do whatever it is you want me to do. And here's Jesus' response in verse 60. It says, Jesus said to him, let the dead, bury the dead, but go down and preach the kingdom of God. So now that sounds kind of harsh. Like, Jesus, he just want to go bury his daddy. But we got to remember that Jesus knows our heart. He knows what we're thinking. And this person, I kind of liken this person to that person. And those of us that Christ and we know God has put a calling on our life. He called us to serve him. He called us to maybe be a pastor or work in the church or just do whatever. And he calls us. Not really, we wasn't really looking to get called. We wasn't following up behind him to ask him to do something. But he calls us, and then this guy gives excuse. So I see and I read commentaries, and a lot of people say that this guy, his father wasn't about to die. He wanted to just hang around until his father died, and that's what a lot of us do. We use an excuse that may sound good, and we may use it, oh, well, I don't come to church on Sunday night because I got to go to work, and I got to make this extra money, and now I'm getting the clock turned on me, so I got to go to work. So we use an excuse that we procrastinate and so going into 2015, we got goals and we got ambitions, we got things we want to reach and things we want to accomplish. We have to decide not to procrastinate. We see here that Jesus gives this guy, he said, let the dead bury the dead. Jesus said, well, I'm not interested in, and people are always going to be dying, but people need to know about the kingdom of God. So he said, don't procrastinate. All those reasons that you're giving me, those are fleshly and carnal reasons. And Jesus gives him an eternal reason. He said, let the dead bury the dead, and you go and preach the kingdom of God. So he tells them, for those of us that may be procrastinating, we know we need to do something. He tells us that let's stop procrastinating. Let's go and get after what I call you to do. So. And this guy probably felt like the Lord was calling him to do something. He'd been waiting on his daddy to die. So, verse 61, and we'll go to the third person. Verse 61, it says, and another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at my home, at my house. And then Jesus says unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and look it back is fit for the kingdom of God. So here's this last person that comes and he volunteers again. He said, Jesus, I'm going to follow you wherever you go. And then he said, well, first I got to go back. I got to go say bye. I got to go say bye to Pookie and Ray Ray. I just can't leave. I got to go talk to them and let them know where I'm going, give them my new number so they can text me and all this stuff. And Jesus said, no man having put it, you know, having put his hand to the plow. No man having started this work or in 2015, we're going to start something. We're going to start a journey to try to get to a goal or to a specific destination that we may set for ourselves in these coming days. And what Jesus is telling them, if you want to reach that goal, you want to follow me, you want to go after me, you're going to have to follow me and not worry about maybe it might be friends or family or whatever. You're not gonna put your eyes on me, and you're gonna have to work. And he used the analogy about plowing a field. If you plow a field, you get some oxen and you get ready to plow a field. They gonna go whichever way you make them go. But if you looking back and doing all this, by the time you get to the end of your field, the goal is to have a straight line. Our goal is to reach the end of 2015, having accomplished our goal. But if we look back and we worrying about this and that and circumstances and problems and all this different stuff, by the time we get to the end of 2015, we might just stop halfway through. Or by the time we get to the end of that field, we're going to be all over the place. And that's what a lot of us do, because we let the cares of this world and all the different situations distract us and hold us back, and we procrastinate. And I just liken that to just like when Jesus came walking on the water, and Peter said, if that's you, let me come to you. And Peter, he jumped out the boat, and he was walking on water until he took his eyes off Jesus, right. And he started watching the waves, he started watching the winds and all the different things happen, and then he began to sink. So in 2015, if we take our eyes off Christ, and we take eyes off our goals, and we don't make the right decisions, we start procrastinating, and we decide that we don't want to make the hard decisions, that by the time we get to 2015, we're going to be just like people. We're going to be sinking. We're going to be looking for somebody to pull us up, and then we're going to have to go into 2016 trying to make up where we left off, what we didn't finish in 2015. So decision making is big. If we want to reach the goals that we have, we got to decide to change our minds about the way we make decisions. Let's make decisions that's hard. They're going to be hard, because that's why we need to get it done. We ain't got it done thus far because it's hard to do. So Let's make the hard decision. Let's not procrastinate. Like, that's my big problem. I like to procrastinate, do stuff at the last minute. So let's not procrastinate. Let's make the hard decision, and let's not worry about friends and family, and because they're not their goals, they're our goals. So, and they don't really care. They're not bad or good, but they don't really care about what we're trying to accomplish. So we can't really care about what they're doing and the things that circumstances that might come about that want to hinder us or slow us down from making progress in those areas. And, did I beat the time?